You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money on 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, December 21st show, our last show before Christmas. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts. We bring in studio each week the best of the best in every area regarding everything that's happening in our local economy so that you can make the best financial decisions. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guest or answer any questions that you have. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And next, our last guest in studio today is John Bedford of Staging and Design Network, first ever shared rental pool for home furnishing. John, thank you so much for coming back and joining us in studio again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And a little bit about John. John is the Director of Business Development of Staging and Design Network and has been with the company a little over 3 years. He was brought on to help SDN enter the real estate community in the Puget Sound area. He loves working with realtors and helping them save time and money staging their listings.
John, so good to have you back. I shared this with some of my real estate partners and everybody's fired up about it. What a cool idea. Share with our listeners how this all started.
Yeah, so Staging Design Network was founded by Trisha Tomlinson. And so she was a broker for many years. And it's a pretty standard story of staging. Her neighbor had her house on the market and had been on the market for almost a year, hadn't sold. And so after the year went by, Trisha went in and she fully staged the house. And she listed it for the same price. And within 2 weeks, she got multiple offers and actually sold for more than the asking price. And so, as they say, staging will help you sell your homes quicker and for more. So, and then as she started staging all of her listings, she started building up her inventory. And managing inventory is stressful. Mm-hmm. And so basically the last straw was when her husband, Mark, came home one day and he walked into the living room and noticed that the sofa was missing and some of the art was off the wall. Mm. And so he asked Trisha, where's our sofa? Where's the art? And she said, well, I had to use it for one of my listings that I had to stage. And he said, why did you not use one of the 12 sofas in the garage that I no longer get to use anymore, right? Mm. And she said, you don't understand, it has to be that specific style of sofa for that certain listing. And so she realized at that point that you could just, she'll never have enough pieces for staging, and she'll always be missing something. So she realized that if she's going through it, there has to be other people. And so that's how she got the idea for a shared rental pool for home furnishings for staging.
Yeah, I love the example of when it's your why and the pain that you felt and how you created a company, and not just a company, but a first of company and a very unique company. So I'd love to talk about that, John, because Staging and Design Network is very unique in what they have to offer and with what you might call a competitor or not, because they can't do what your company's doing. Let's talk about that.
Sure. So I guess the main thing that makes SDN really unique is the shared rental pool. Mm-hmm. And so in the Seattle market, we have hundreds of professional stagers, realtors, and new construction builders that have pulled in their inventory and put it into our warehouses. And then we just manage it, and all of our members share and rent from each other. And so it's really unique where we actually pay whoever owns the furniture 30% of the rental income we collect. And so there's actually nowhere in the U.S. that a person can own furniture, put it in a warehouse, do nothing, and just get paid. Yeah. And so that's basically what we do. A lot of our professional stagers, this has become a second source of income for them as they get their monthly commission checks every single month.
Yeah.
As opposed to just getting a storage unit, paying money on that, and it's just sitting there collecting dust. And I mean, that's not helping anybody. So that's such a smart idea. And last time you were on the show, John, you guys were expanding. So can you tell us where you guys are at now and the markets that you're touching, you're landing in?
Yeah, so we started in the Seattle market. So we have a warehouse in Kirkland. We have one in Everett. And then in November, this last November, we had a grand opening down in Phoenix. And so we just opened up the new location down there. And so we're really excited for the year 2020. And the main objective is just to prove the business model works in other areas. So,
So you mentioned your main perfect target is builders and realtors because they have this furniture and need a place to stay there or to have it stay so that they don't have to store it themselves. And also they need this furniture for new properties that are coming in. Who else does SDN work with?
Yeah, so SDN, I mean, really the start of the company, the foundation were stagers, and they still are to this day. So we work with professional stagers in the area, and whether it be they just want to rent the items from us and from other people, or we have a subscription model now where they can basically just get rid of their storage units or warehouse expenses, put everything into the shared rental pool, and then they can actually make all of their items private where it's not shared. And so now, because of the technology, everything is done online. And so like I have one stager, Catherine, it takes her 9 to 15 hours on average for each project she does. But now that she has everything into the warehouse and everything's done online, basically she can shrink her project time down to like maybe 3 to 5, which then allows her to be able to do way more projects and increase her profit. And so that subscription model's brand new. We're piloting it right now. It's really exciting for a lot of our stagers because sometimes they don't want to put stuff in a shared rental pool and have other people use it. They just want to use it for themselves. And so now we have a private model and a share model. Basically, either way, we're just trying to save time and stress for our members. And then, realtors, especially the ones that like to stage their own listings, that's who we really cater to because there are a lot of DIY realtors out there. And then a lot of listings don't actually require a full stage. And so that's why realtors like us as a resource because we're really the only ones where they can rent just one sofa or just a couple pieces of accessories or art. Just add some color to a room because obviously a professional stager is not going to help you just put one sofa and stage the house that way. So.
Yeah, how much more valuable are you as a professional when you have an endless resource of customized furniture per home? That adds so much value and it makes you so unique. So that as well as time is money is fantastic.
Well, you know,
John,
you say that too, Keelan, for the agents that are out there, a shout out for this when you're trying to land a listing and get that signed contract, letting them know that you have a warehouse of all of this, whereas, you know, they were limited before.
Yeah. I got my sofa in my living room, my art for you guys, and it looks great. But anyway, so John, let's talk a little bit about SDN's shared rental pool for builders and how that's a game changer for these builders.
Yeah, so we have some builders we work with where back in the day, they would, you know, they would have to basically rent furniture for maybe 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and even over a year. And at that point, on a rental expense for builders, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And so now with the shared rental pool, it allows them to take one component of building and selling homes where it's no longer an expense and they can actually make money. And basically what I mean by that is now builders, instead of renting furniture and staging, what they'll do is do some maybe model merchandising where they'll buy the furniture from through us with our vendors at wholesale pricing, use it on their model units. And then once all the homes sell in the plat, they can actually just toss all the furniture into the shared rental pool and then recover their investment. And so it's really neat. It's you know, it's a component where it's just, it used to be a big expense for builders. And now it's actually something they can actually make money on. So,
yeah, so listening to the show, you may think that SDN is a furniture rental company. They are, but that's secondary to being considered a technology company. Can you share about that, John?
Yeah. So with the technology, obviously there's a lot of software that exists in terms of managing items, if you will. So for us, it's furniture. And so we barcode and we photograph, we catalog everything, and everything shows up online. And what we had, the challenge we had was the commission aspect of paying whoever owns the furniture. And so there's actually no software in existence to manage inventory and manage the accounting for the commissions.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, one of our trucks may have left one of the bay doors with over 100 different pieces of furniture and accessories. Our system not only has to keep track where all 100 pieces are going, but we also have to keep track who we're paying that 30% commission to. And so we've actually built the software from scratch. And so that's why we're actually considered a technology company first. And our system is awesome, especially for the furniture owners, where everything is really transparent. Because that's one of the biggest questions you're going to get from people saying, okay, I'm going to give you my furniture, but how do I actually know what's happening? Do I actually get paid? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. At any given day, you can log into your account and you can check your inventory, and then you can see pictures and item numbers of every single piece of inventory that you own, and then you can also see the status, if it's out in a home, if it's in the warehouse, is it available for rent, and then it also tracks all the sales, because we also allow members to be able to sell their furniture, and the split on that is we pay them 60% off the sales price if their items sell online. So on the website, you're able to either rent or purchase items from other members.
Yeah, brilliant things out there. Majority is managed by software, so you have to have the technology.
Embrace the technology.
Uh-huh.
So, John, what's the most exciting thing that's happened in 2019 for SDN, especially considering we're wrapping up the year here?
Yeah, so I would say for the company in 2019, so the National Association of Realtors, they have a program called the REACH program. And so they own Second Century Ventures, and they're the ones that manage this REACH program, where they basically sponsor 8 startup tech companies every single year. And last year, they had over 1,100 applications for startup tech companies that wanted to be part of this accelerator program. And our company was chosen as one of the 8. And so the NAR really recognized SDN as a startup company that's going to make a huge disruption in the industry, just because there is literally nowhere in the U.S. that you can own furniture, put in a warehouse, and just get paid. And so that's been a game changer for SDN, where NAR actually owns a certain percentage of the company, and now they've been able to open some monster doors and relationships to help the company scale a lot faster than we would have just on our own.
So brilliant. Huge. Yeah, so excited for the success that the company has had in relatively a pretty short period of time. So as we're wrapping up our time here, John, what's coming up for 2020 for SDN?
Yeah, so in 2020, in January, we're going to be launching a new deal flow program, which is going to be awesome for our stagers. And so we're going to be able to, we're coming up with a service where we will be able to partner up a lot of brokerages with our stagers and then create that deal flow for the stagers to be able to give them a lot of business. And so it's really a win-win-win situation. Some of the cool features, like we have pay a closing model now, which is huge for a lot of homeowners. And so, and then with Phoenix, it's just really proving that the model works. And so that's really, really exciting. And a lot of good pressure behind us opening up Phoenix to make sure that it thrives in the year 2020. And then we're going to do another round of funding. And so we did our first round this last year, and then our second round will be this coming year. And then we'll see how fast we can scale the company.
Yeah, so very exciting. And excited to have you come back in studio and let us know what's new going on. John, thank you so much for being here. And say hi to Trish for me.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah. And this is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
A little premature
you
there.
You tried to jump in before I was done.
Yeah. Your co-host, Keelan Harvey. I got it in there.
Yeah. Well, he might just take over the host position next year. Who knows? Thanks for being here. We are your local mortgage experts, wishing you happy holidays. This is our last show, but we will be back in the new year. We'll be back after the holidays. Have a great one.